Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to the show. We are live on Let's Get Real. It's the show where we talk about real things, real stories of faith and testimonies. But first, you already know what's up. It's season 3, but it's still the same with this. That's right. Now, today we got a very special guest with us. He's a friend of mine, and we have a very unique relationship. And I tell you the reason why is because we've played futsal together, we've played badminton together, and we've never actually really worked together, but we've played a lot of sports together. I think that's pretty much how we bonded. And it was such a, I won't say a shock, but it was a very pleasant surprise when I found out that, hey, he is also a brother in Christ. You may know him from all the videos that he does on YouTube and he posts on Instagram. Yes, they all are very, very funny. But today we want to hear a little bit more of a little bit more of the other side of him. For the first time on the show, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the set of Let's Get Real. We've got Mr. Dennis Lim. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Brandon. Hello, everybody. I am Dennis, and thanks for having me today.
You're welcome, welcome. First of all, Dennis, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for saying yes. You were very on. What I mean by that is that when I invited you, a lot of people will ask us, what's the show about? You know, what are the questions? Mm. Da, 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 da. I think I barely spoke to you for about 10 minutes when I asked, which, are you okay to come out? And you straight away said yes.
Yes, I just said yes because it's from Brandon.
Yes, anything from a football friend.
Yeah, my man. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So okay. When you said yes, I was very encouraged because you're super duper ons and you know the context of the show. You know we're not here to like choice or anything like that. We're here to talk about your story, you know, and more often than not, a lot of people have this fear of sharing maybe a very raw part of their life, a very honest, open part of their lives to put it out there to the public. But you were very ons, and for that, I really thank you and I really appreciate that. So we're going to go straight into it. Now, obviously, the first time when I met you, I actually didn't know that you were a Christian.
Oh, it was much how later. How did you find out?
I think we were having a conversation. I think you mentioned something about going to church or coming back from church, something like that. And I was like, wait, I think that was the first time that I was like, wow, you know, that you were a Christian. Mm. And I think subsequently as well, when I met your girlfriend, and she's also a Christian, and you both have been attending church very regularly together.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So how is that coming along for you first?
Okay, first of all, I do have the fear of sharing.
Understand.
And this is my very first podcast.
Really?
Yes, the very, very first podcast.
But you've been in this industry for very many years, and this is really your first time being on a podcast?
I think I've been on radio station, right, but never a podcast before.
Wow. So,
and it's so stressful. Some of this is for like a Christian thing.
Yeah.
So stress.
No stress, but God is looking at you, bro.
Okay.
No
stress. Okay, sure.
God is looking right down at you,
okay,
man.
Okay, what were you asking?
Okay, so the questions are very, very, very casual. So I just want you to take it easy. But I want to, now, people know you for all the videos that you post online, you know, all the videos that you, obviously it's very, very funny videos. You tend to also make a fool out of yourself just to make people laugh. You don't mind doing self-deprecating jokes and everything like that. We want to know the other side of Dennis today, which is the part where, hey, how did you come to know Christ? When did you first hear the name Jesus? But we want to kind of rewind back a little bit before you became all internet famous, before you became big on Instagram and things like that. So let's go back in time a little bit and let's talk about your family background. I want to know, what was it like growing up for not Dennis Lim, the Instagrammer, YouTuber, the Wang Hong guy, but what was it like growing up for Dennis Lim? That's it.
Okay. I grew up in a Christian family. Mm. So since I was a kid, I went to Sunday school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the very basic one. So from there, I learned about Jesus and God and everything. So I just follow my parents and...
So you were considered a second generation Christian, because your parents were already Christians, right?
And my parents are also they go to church every Sunday. And I also follow, they make sure I go to Sunday school. And they were quite strict also, the law by law, like Christians.
They always follow the Bible.
Christian does, and I cannot even say the word shit.
Wow,
yeah, they
serious?
Say like shit, it's a vulgar word. So I cannot say shit. So I, since I was a kid, I've been very I was a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time. For until I go to college or something, then only I open my eyes. No.
Then only you became a wild kid, a wild child, is it? Right. So you were a second generation Christian and you attended church pretty much all your life. So when you attended Sunday school, you knew about Jesus quite young in your early days.
Yeah.
And you probably know all the biblical, all the Bible stories about Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt. Noah and
Moses, Joseph, Jonah,
everyone.
Israel, yeah.
So, what was your impression then as a young kid going to church? Did you think it was just like, okay, la, my parents go, then I just follow law because they ask me to go, then I go? Mm. Or did you actually feel like, hey, this is something that I could benefit from it? And, you know, you feel like there was a difference? Or was it just like, just go only?
I think I gained the ability to really comprehend all this maybe during high school.
Mm.
By comparing the other religions with Christianity, I do feel like I felt Christianity got more connection. So I also learned to know that Christianity is not a religion. We are having a relationship with God.
Yep.
And I truly felt that we are really having a relationship. Mm. Because like I was a kid from growing up in a church, I always pray when I face troubles. So I do felt like God is watching over me and from time to time He answers my prayer. So I maybe around high school I felt like I really have a connection with God.
Right. Now I like that you say high school because a lot of people they do go to second generation Christian and I can relate with you because I myself also, my parents were also Christian. I went to Sunday school, kids club, surf, everything like that. But it's only in, for me, it was 18 years old. That's when I really had an encounter with God and I knew for real that this, my parents' God is also my God, you know, and someone I can relate to and the real relationship. So what was your first encounter? Like, do you remember this moment? Is there a period in your life where it stood out? You mentioned a little bit about high school when you really feel like, hey, okay, this God, I can feel a real connection with this God.
Probably during some youth camp.
What happened at youth camp?
Because in camps, we can we learn more about God and got closer to God and can really felt like, but I forgot which camp.
You forgot which camp. But it was in a youth camp.
Should be, but I cannot really remember a clear encounter that makes me like I decided yes, this is the God I want to believe and have faith and everything. I felt like it's like the whole process from so gradually since I was a kid until teenager and now I always like I trust that this is the God.
Now, did you ever come to a point in your life where you decided, okay, I want to make Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Have you ever said that sinner's prayer?
12 years old when I got baptized.
So you got baptized at 12 years old?
Yeah. Quite young. I mean, might be too young to really fully comprehend the whole thing. But that was when I made the decision.
So you remember that time, it was during 12 years old when you got baptized?
I remember the time I went into the water only.
Was it? You don't remember what happened, but you remember you went in the water for sure.
Yes. That time we will say the prayer, but we are born anew.
Born again.
We're born again after being baptized. Something.
Now, it's safe to say that I think you have been a Christian all your life, that means, right?
Yeah.
So, but let's face it, we are both Christians. We know that being a Christian doesn't mean that you live on a bed of roses. There's always, there's great times being a Christian where you feel, wow, you know, you're so connected with God. And there are also times when you walk through, I guess, the desert road where it's very down, and you just don't feel any connection with God. And I want to delve in a little bit whether you had these kind of experiences as well, where you felt like, wow, God, where are you? What kind of, I don't feel you. I don't know whether you're real. I don't know where you are. And I feel so alone. Is there any such moments in your life, in your Christian journey?
I think all the while I knew God is always there. It's just that when I grew up, maybe around 20 something, I started to begin to
rebel.
Think a lot. I tend to always overthink.
Right.
I always think a lot, like a lot of questions, and always doubt, being very doubtful. And a lot of times I just like got lost. So I've been wandering around. But even when I wander to like very far away, like so lost, I still felt God is still with me. So I'm still able to come back. Come back to God. I think.
You think? I'm sure God wouldn't. I mean, he says in his word, he will never leave nor forsake us. So I don't believe that God has ever left you, Dennis. I'm pretty sure that no matter how far you strayed, he will still be able to call you back. But it's up to you whether you want to accept or not.
Yeah, but there's a few times I really like wandered off.
Tell me about those
far
times.
Far away.
Yeah, I want to know about these times, because these are very common Christian things, you know, where especially those who are second generation, where we stray away and we sort of rebel. The word is rebel, literally. We go off the rails here. And so you yourself said that you've gone far, far away, right? So how did God bring you back? Was it you know, you finally decided, okay, I'm done with this kind of wild life. You know, Lord, I want to come back to you. Was it
like the prodigal son?
Like the prodigal son, exactly. Or was it your girlfriend who said, like, you know, hey, I want to bring you back to church? Was it your mom? Was it your dad? Is there any such, how did you come back to God? Was it a personal decision?
I think I, girlfriend is also a thing, because I've been dating non-Christians from there's a period lah. So after everything didn't work out, I was quite down for a moment, and then I found this girlfriend. Somehow she's a Christian. I felt like she will be able to bring me back to God lah. And I think she really did help me a lot.
Wow.
She helped also, and from other experience, let me think.
How did Vicky help you? I need to know this.
Okay.
How did Vicky actually help you?
I just needed someone to talk, because if you date a non-Christian, they don't understand what you go through, or they don't know about your God. And if like Vicky, she can be able to encourage me, and I think she just needed to be there.
That she just was there for you.
Yeah. And she understand lah. Like most people won't understand. I'm not sure.
Do you think there's a big difference between now, because you've dated non-Christians, right? And then now you're dating a Christian girl. Do you feel there's a big difference in the relationship?
Yeah, of course. She is able to, and we're able to encourage each other during our down times. And it's important to have someone that has the same faith as you.
Who shares the same principles and same values. So it's a lot of things are easier to talk about, basically.
Yeah, a lot of things you can agree on.
Yep. Now that you are together for, I think, almost 3 years, right? Almost 3 years. Is marriage on the horizon?
I'm trying my best. Because after seeing Brandon getting married, I also felt like I need to be faster.
Take it from me, man. I think being married is amazing, by the way. If you can get married, quickly get married. I think two is better than one. Just a little piece of advice, man. Go for it,
man. I think so too, because oftentimes I'm always alone, and I also work alone. I felt like it's so hard being alone. I really need someone to be there, lah. I'll try, lah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about now that you are. You've been in this entertainment industry for, I think, how many years now? When did you first start in this industry?
I first started. I started my first video in 2007.
2007.
Yeah, but then that was just for just a hobby. I'll upload once in a month or something. When I got the idea, I just do the video. I started really trying to build my channel after graduating from my degree around 2012.
Around 2012.
Almost 10 years already.
Yeah, it's...
Wow.
It's 10 years already, Dennis. Yeah, you've been in this for one decade. It's quite a long time.
Yeah, I think I'm quite tired.
Believe me, I feel you. I started quite young as well. So this is... Next year will be my 10th year, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, started in 2013 for me.
I see.
So it's been many, many years now. So yeah, so I understand what you mean when you say
I mainly... tired. Focus on doing comedy skits. So I believe that a lot of people in this world really needed laughter. So I try to always make people laugh.
Yeah.
By doing all those nonsense videos. So when people watch my videos and they laugh, I felt like I felt happy also.
Wow. Now, is there anything in a sort of in a, I guess, a Christian context where you felt like was a challenge to be who you are in this industry? Because it's not easy, the industry that we're in. We meet, yes, a lot of people. We meet all kinds of people. But at the same time, it's personally, I find it's sometimes really a big challenge to be a Christian in this industry, because there's a certain expectation for what we do and how we present ourselves. So did you have any of those difficulties being in the entertainment industry and also at the same time being a Christian?
I always try to be a good testimony to my audience. And I think so far, so good. Don't have scandal news coming out from my side yet.
Yet. you mean are we expecting something? So far not yet, lah.
Anything could happen. But I try my best, lah.
Right.
Yes, to some of my audience are mainly kids. So I try my best to always be a good example to the kids. Even though my videos sometimes are very nonsense, but I try not to like go too far.
Yeah. I'm very interested to ask this, actually, because your parents are Christians, you know, and you say they're very religious. They really go to church every single week. They know the Bible inside out. What did they think of what you're doing, especially when you first started? Because, I mean, I don't know, Penang parents, Asian parents, right? They probably expect you to be, I don't know, doctor, engineer, especially your degree, but you didn't do anything. Yeah. So what did they think? I'm very interested to know this.
Yeah, so... this has nothing to do with Christianity. So they are just being Asian parents.
Yeah.
Typical Asian parents. So they, of course, they are worried about me sitting in front of my computer for 2 years, 2 or 3 years, doing nothing. They thought I'm doing nothing. But actually, I'm doing something. I keep making videos every, maybe 2 videos per week. I try to
spam
videos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that time, the meta is to keep uploading, try to upload as much as possible to build the subscribers. That time they are worried and asked me to go find a part-time job, but it's really hard to focus if I go and they asked me, why not the videos you can do part-time? Go find a main job first, get a secure job.
Stable income job. Kind of thing. Yeah, I understand.
A at that time, I just say, I cannot. Some more, my they did say what, because my videos are like nonsense, comedy sketches.
Yeah.
So they thought that I'm just not taking it seriously, lah.
Mm-hmm. Like not taking your life seriously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasting your youth or something, wasting your life away.
Yeah. That time I got quite angry, lah, and I told them, I will prove it to you. So that's what happened.
You managed to.
I really did manage to prove it to them.
So what do they think now? Like now looking back, right? Because like, you say 10 years already, actually. You didn't even realize like, well, 10 years has passed by. And do you go back to Penang and what does your parents think about what you're doing now? Do you have their blessing or are they still against?
First of all, of course, I really thank God that I was able to find this YouTube way to be able to really earn money from YouTube when nobody was really earning, maybe a few, but nobody knows that YouTube can earn money. That time I just started very early, so I got quite lucky, or God really blessed me with that. Of course, I started to make quite stable income, and I will use the income to like belanja back my parents, lah. Like, of course, now after maybe 1 or 2 years, they also felt relief and they also understand that my video and my direction, what I wanted. So in the end, all good, lah. Some more now, my dad also joined my video. So
if that is not approval, I don't know what is, lah, bro.
Best way of showing approval, lah.
Yeah. So he actually stars in your videos nowadays.
Yeah. Quite regular.
Wow.
And some of my audience love him, lah.
Now, what about being in this industry? Because for me, when I came into this industry, I felt it was a calling for me. So when I first joined entertainment industry, it was very clear for me that God was going to put me in this industry. But eventually, I know that my purpose in this industry is really to shed a light for God. It's not for my own fame or my own this one. It's really for the sake of His kingdom. And that was for me. And that's why I feel like a lot of people, we have a lot of friends, right? And we have a lot of mutual friends. And we know that some of these people, after a few years, they do it. And then they sort of just wither out and maybe they lose the passion. And you've kept this passion for 10 years now. And you're still going, you're still pushing and you're still uploading and stuff like that. Do you feel like, you know, God has called you in this entertainment industry for a purpose or for a reason? Do you feel?
Yeah, I did felt that way. I felt like this is also a way to let more people know about God. And for me, I always try to be a good testimony. I felt like what I'm doing and what I'm portraying to the audience is a good way of telling them how God is how God is holding me through life, or how to say that. And I felt like this is really a good way to let more people know about God, lah. And I always try my best to like, for example, I also started a series to help people, try to influence more people to help others. But then after some time, it's also very hard to maintain. Yeah, there's also struggles, lah, a lot. And so I'll try to always find new ways to I was able to make videos for so long also because of my passion. I also like video editing. I like to act also. Yeah. And at the same time, I also felt like I have a very big responsibility. Like, God gave me, for sure, I felt like God put me here.
Yeah.
because in no way I would be so I was able to like
have such a large audience or followers.
Yeah, yeah. Using my own strength, lah. Mm. Felt like God, for sure, God helped me to get here, and surely for a purpose also. Mm.
Have you found this purpose? Do you know this purpose?
Mm.
Besides being a guest on a Christian podcast.
So far, I never like openly share about God lah, in my videos also. So I try to not be very pushy
or preachy or that kind of thing.
I try to show it through my actions.
To basically through people who meet you through your life, and that is like how you try to portray lah, being a good ambassador for Christ. Now, Dennis, what is the biggest challenge of just being a Christian in this work that you're doing? Like one of the hardest things that you've gone through, you face, or even if you're facing today, you find that, oh, this is such a struggle, Brandon. You know, it's not easy.
To resist accepting a job from betting websites. Because they offer a lot of money.
Really a lot.
You heard?
Okay. It's like six digits.
Yeah, yeah. So is it tough to say? I mean, have you ever?
No, like actually, if I'm not a Christian, so I won't accept it because, as I say, I have a kids audience. I wouldn't want to promote them to go and bet on these websites.
Yeah.
So yeah, but then of course I won't lah.
But
as how much money they offer, so I won't accept.
What do they offer you? 1 million?
No lah.
2 million?
We haven't got to the offering part.
Good. So before
so normally I just ignore.
Right. Before you even get tempted or anything like that, straight away you put a stop to it first.
Yeah, but I've heard lah. Heard from other friends lah, because I got other YouTuber friends. Yep. A lot of them, I think more and more getting jobs from them.
Do you feel pressured to say yes to it? Because especially if all your friends are doing it and you're in your circle of friends.
Yeah, you felt like it's like normalized already.
Yeah.
Given the amount of money, of course you're pressured to accept the job, but no lah. I can tahan. I can resist it.
I'm so worried, but I scared after we shoot this episode, that's why we go. Yeah.
Hey,
after we go to your channel, then we see this one, bro. I tell you, I call you straight away, call your pastor so straight away. Sure, confirm. Yeah, well, I mean, of course, I believe in your conviction. It's really the conviction of your heart that leads you to have the ability to say no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's so, so important. Now, Dennis, you've all your life been a Christian. Now, looking back at your life today, is it okay to tell how old you are?
Oh, of course. I'm born in 1990. 32 this year.
32 this year. Yes. So, more than 30 years, I would say, you know, or maybe when you first accepted Christ or when you got baptized at 12 years old. How many years is that? 32? About 20 years, I would say, since you got baptized. Looking back at 20 years of your journey with God, right? With Jesus. What can you say about Him?
That He's always there. And when I needed Him most, He's still there. When I done something terribly wrong, He still never forsake me or leave me, and He is still there.
Nice. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a wonderful way to close the episode as well, you know, just to remind people.
Enough time already.
We can still go on if you want.
How long has it been?
It's been already, I think, half an hour already.
Oh, not bad.
So fast. It's okay, just half an hour just passed by like that.
My first podcast. Oh.
Yeah, you did not bad. You did it. You waved through and you did very, very well. Okay, now, Dennis, before I let you go, is it okay if I just maybe say a prayer for you? Sure. If I prayed for you?
Yes.
Ken?
I would love to have Brandon praying for me. Thank you, sir.
Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for Dennis's life, Lord. We thank you that even though he may have strayed, Lord, he may have gone far, far away, or he may have like gone to different paths, Lord Jesus, yet you have never left nor forsaken him, that he has confessed with his own mouth, Lord, that he know that you, Lord, have never forsaken, and you will also never forsake him in the future, Lord. You will never. And so we thank you, Lord, for this, for my brother's life here, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that he has also never forgotten you, Lord, that as much as he's in the limelight, Lord, as much as he's in front of camera, as much as he is shooting all these videos, having so many followers, Lord, and sometimes it can get very cloudy, sometimes it can get to the head, but he has never allowed it to overtake him, Lord Jesus. He still managed to have a center, and that center is you, Lord, to put you at the center. And so, Lord, I want to pray for Dennis, Lord. I just want to pray that using the platform, Lord, that you blessed him with, Lord, using the audience, Lord Jesus, that you've given to him, Lord, that he understands that this is not just for fun, Lord Jesus. As a Christian, he has a responsibility as well towards this, a very blessed responsibility towards his audience, Lord, because we know that one day, Lord, in the business that we're in, one day you will ask us, Lord, when we finally meet you, like, what have you done? What have you done with the people and the following and the thousands of followers? I bless you. What have you done with it? And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that Dennis recognized that this is a blessed responsibility, Lord. And so, Lord Jesus, that today we want to commit him into your hands, Lord. We just want to pray and ask, Lord, that you open many more opportunities, Lord, many more doors for Dennis, Lord, that as he chooses to honor you, Lord, by saying no to any betting website or any clients that do not honor you, and he chooses to say no, that you will also honor him, Lord Jesus, that you will also bless him abundantly, Lord. Give him, Lord Jesus, these convictions, hold on to it, that he will hold on to it for the rest of his life, Lord Jesus. And as he think about his next step, Lord, we just want to pray, Lord Jesus, that you will also guide him through it, Lord, that you will be there every step of the way, and that you will never leave his side, Lord. So bless my brother Dennis, Lord Jesus, and give him many more opportunities and many more doors to share your goodness, Lord, and how real you've been in his life, Lord. We thank you for his life, we thank you for all that he's done, and we thank you for all that he's about to do, Lord, in the many, many years to come. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Amen. Now, Dennis, before I let you go, any last words the Holy Spirit impresses you to say to all our audience? My man, this is the time. Anything you want to say, last words?
Hold on to God. Do not let him go. Because he will never let you go.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your prayer.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for coming on the show. We want to say a big, big appreciation. We want to give you a big appreciation, lah, from all of us here at the team as well, for taking the time off to share with us a part of your life as well, a part of your journey with God. And for those of you who are watching and listening to this, we hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and inspired. Now, don't forget, guys, if you want to know more about this content, you want to know more how we can help you as well, we have a Discord community that you guys can join. It's all in the link below. Of course, alternatively, you can also support us on all our social media platforms, be it Facebook, Instagram, we don't have Twitter, and also, of course, subscribe to the channel as well. Other than that, we want to say thank you so much for watching. We'll see you guys again next time. My name is Brandon, and this has been Let's Get Real with my good buddy Dennis. God bless. Bye bye.
God bless.
Bye bye. Can you say bye bye to the camera? Yeah, you can bye. Just wave there.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of our podcast. We believe and trust that you'll be inspired, blessed, and encouraged by this episode.
And if you'd like to see more episodes like this, be sure to subscribe to our channel, like this video, and share it with your friends.
Also, we have a Discord community where you can join, have fun, and even seek for prayer. And of course, if you want to support this ministry, this studio, and keep us going, you can drop your love gifts at the bank details that you see on your screens right now.
Be sure to earmark Let's Get Real or LGR so that we know that your giving will be used for this show.
Thank you so much in advance. Until next time, God bless.